Welcome. It's Tuesday and the second day of our Easter meditations at HRBC. We're really glad you are able to make it and join us. If you've not been with us before, it will last about 15 minutes. There will be prayer, there will be reading, there will be meditation and a song. So we're glad you are here with us today. Before we begin and hear from Keith, we do ask you to join with us and quieten your hearts as we pray. I'll be using the words of a song. Prepare our hearts, O God. Help us to receive. Break the hard and stony ground. Help our unbelief. Plant your word deep down in us. Cause it to bear fruit. Open up our ears to hear. Lead us in your truth. Your word is living light upon our darkened eyes, guards us through temptations, makes the simple wise. Your word is food for famished ones, freedom for the slave, riches for the needy soul. Come, speak to us today. Show us Christ. Show us Christ, O God, reveal your glory through the preaching of your word until every heart confesses Christ is Lord. Amen.
Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come into your presence and that we can approach boldly your throne with confidence. Thank you that you do hear and that you answer our prayers, and that in days of sorrow you're there, in days of difficulty and in days of joy, you're there just as you promised. And Lord, as we enter Holy Week, we just want to thank you for your plan of salvation. Thank you for opening the eyes of our hearts to see our need, and that we were in need of a rescuer. Thank you that you sent your Son, and that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for that demonstration of your love and your compassion and for your grace. Pray that you would just help us remember that it's nothing that we have done or nothing that we are that made us worthy, that it was all of grace. And I pray that you would just help us as we witness and go about our daily lives, that you would take away any self-righteousness or judgment that we may have, and that you would help us to be a faithful witness to your name. I pray, Lord, that you would, in the days ahead, just help us with any challenges we face, and that you know each and every one of us and the problems and the difficulties and the issues we have at the minute. And I pray that you would just meet each and every person at the point of their need, and that you would draw near to them and they would feel your presence. And Lord, thank you that whilst we're apart from community at the minute, that thank you for technology and for the creative ways that we have been able to meet and to have fellowship with one another. Thank you for Zoom and for WhatsApp and for all those other methods of communication that we've been forced to use. And I pray, Lord, that you would just help us to look out for those in need and to be of use and of service to others. I also pray, Lord, that you would just help us in the weeks, the days and weeks that lie ahead, that you would help us not to be lured and enticed by our own desires and not to look to the world for joy and fulfillment and satisfaction. And it is so easy to do this, Lord, and I pray that you would just help us to keep our focus on you, and that you would be our source of hope and our joy and our source of satisfaction, because only you at the end of the day can satisfy. And I pray, Lord, just as we go into the days ahead, that you would Help us always to bring glory to your name, and that you would be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's Tuesday. And just yesterday, Jesus has cleared the temple. He has turned the tables over and he has started to preach in the temple. He has started to teach with authority and people are hanging on every word. He's teaching a lot about the end times, but he's also teaching and he's answering questions. And there's a few groups of people here trying to come and to trap Jesus here, not particularly impressed with his life and his ministry and his teachings. And it's the religious leaders of the day who are not impressed. It's the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the teachers of the law. And the Pharisees come and ask him about paying tax to Caesar. And the Sadducees come and ask him about marriage and the resurrection, just trying to trip Jesus up. And then a teacher of the law comes and says, "Well, Jesus, tell us what's the greatest commandment." Jesus has sent the other religious leaders packing. He sent them away with their tail between the legs in the previous questions, and now Jesus is going to do the same. I believe the man who came to ask him was trying to trap him, but I think he was also inquisitive as well. Possibly tonight that's where you are. You are somewhat inquisitive as you watch this video. Who is this Jesus? What is he going to say? Well, what is the greatest commandment? Well, Jesus, as the expert teacher, he does something that has never been done before. He brings two laws from two different sections of the Torah and he brings them together and says, this is the umbrella, these are the two pegs that you hang all of the laws on. Firstly, he goes to Deuteronomy 6 and says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And the second is like it, from Leviticus 19, he says, love your neighbor as yourself. And he brings these together like nobody has ever done before. Seems so simple to us and so straightforward, and yet for the listeners at the time this was revolutionary. So what does Jesus say about loving God? Well, he says it must be wholehearted devotion, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all of your mind. It's with everything you have to offer that as a love to God, to the one true God, to Yahweh, to the God of Israel. Don't devote yourself to idols. Don't devote yourself to many gods. Devote yourself to the Lord Almighty. He's not saying, just give him your Sunday. He's not saying, just say an old prayer, to read an old passage in the Bible. He's saying to give God everything, to enter a loving relationship with your Creator, with the Almighty One. I wonder this Easter week, how is your heart? How is your relationship with God, your Creator? Could it be said that you are in love with God? Jesus goes on and says, and the second one is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. As we are in love with our Father in the vertical dimension, as we are pouring our affections out to him, it should brim over and overflow to our horizontal relationships with our fellow neighbours, with the oppressed and the marginalised, with the rich and the elite, with the person living next door to you, with the person living in the same country as you, with the person thousands of miles away. That's who Jesus is saying to love. See, James goes on to say that if you don't love your neighbor, how can you really love God? The two are linked, and Jesus brings them together and he says all the other laws hang on these two laws. If you get this right, you've got it. Maybe you're watching this video and you're saying, well, why on earth should I love God? Why on earth should I love my neighbor as myself? Should I not just look after myself? Well, can I urge you to consider what God has done for you in Christ? God has loved you with an everlasting love. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that is Jesus, into the world, so that we would not perish, but that we would have everlasting life. And that can begin today. John says that no greater love has a man than to lay down his life for his friends. And isn't that what we celebrate this Easter? Jesus laying his life down willingly on a cross for you and for me. People who had rebelled against him, people who had sinned against him, people who had chosen to live life our way rather than his way. Jesus comes and he says, this is love. This is my love for you. Jesus is the ultimate example of somebody who has loved God and loved others. Can I encourage you to continue to meditate on that, to think about it, to consider it, and to allow that to then impact how you go and love others and love God. In this Holy Week, there's a lot of talk of self-isolation and social distancing. Can I urge you, don't distance yourself from God this Easter. Don't isolate yourself from his love, but embrace it with all that you have. To embrace him with all that you have, heart, soul, and mind. And can I encourage you to love others, to love them from a distance. And that may be not going out, that may be following all of the guidelines, and please do that. But also consider, how else can you love your neighbour this Easter? Maybe you can tell them about the love that God has for them. Maybe you can show them that love in some practical and unexpected way.
From the squalor of a borrowed stable, by the Spirit and a virgin's faith, to the anguish and the shame of scandal, came the Savior of the human race. But the skies were filled with the praise of him. Shepherds listen as the angels tell of the gift of God come down to man. Sinners, humble servant in the Father's hand, filled with power and the Holy Spirit, filled with mercy for the broken man. Yes, he walked my road and he felt my pain, joys and sorrows that I know full well, yet his righteousness gives me hope again. I will follow my Emmanuel. Through the kisses of a friend's betrayal, he was lifted on a cruel cross. He was punished for a world's transgression. Suffering to save the lost. He fights for breath, he fights for me, loosing sinners from the claims of hell, and with a shout our souls are free, death defeated by Emmanuel. Now he's standing in a place of honor, crowned with glory on the highest throne, interceding for his own beloved, till his Father calls to bring them home. Then the skies will part as the trumpet sounds, hope of heaven or the fear of hell, but the bride will lover's arms, giving glory to Emmanuel. Then the skies will part as the trumpet sounds, hope of heaven or the fear of hell, but the a lover.